Hollywood, California, a place full of glitz and glamour. Well, actually, I tell a lie, it's really just full of homeless people and charity workers. Beverly Hills, on the other hand, now that's classy. Anyway, Hollywood, or its surrounding area, is home of the movies. Right now, it's awards season where stars are rewarded for their achievements this year. But have you ever sat there watching the Oscars and thought to yourself, I wish I could be a big film star? Well, now you can. Just follow this handy guide to make it in the most prestigious industry on the planet. There are a few ways you can make it big in this business. One way is to be a director. To be successful in directing, you must follow the one golden rule, as top director Christopher Stolan explains.
The key to being a successful director is simple. You just need to make a film that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Do you remember that film? What was it called? Inception. That's it. If you remember Inception, that film would have made more sense if it weren't German. I think the screenwriter was on LSD when he wrote that twaddle. Anyway, it gave the audience a good excuse to stare at Leonardo DiCaprio's face for a few hours, so it was a box office smash. I'm telling you, nonsensical films sell. If the audience leaves the screening with more questions than answers, then I know I've done my job properly.
The second way to success in this industry is to be a big star actor. You don't need intelligence to be a big actor. You just need dashing good looks. Basically, you need to be exactly like Matthew McConaughey. If you don't have dashing good looks akin to a glamour model, then don't worry. You just need another gimmick instead, like being a really good narrator, just like Morgan Freebird here.
It's been about 17 years since my last how-to guide narration. Back then, computers were made out of wood, and the lean, mean fat grilling machine hadn't been invented yet. Still, we somehow managed to get on with our day-to-day lives. I remember Aunt Susie died that year. It was very sad. She had the most wonderful...
If you can't be an actor or a director, you can always be an executive producer. Being an executive producer requires no qualifications or any kind of talent. Just a massive wad of money. If you happen to have a rich uncle who have just come into some money thanks to your oil interests, then you'll be a shoo-in for this role. Some executive producers are credited on movies because they're much more famous than a director who no one has heard of. Or sometimes they're just there to trick the audience to thinking the film isn't terrible. For more on this, see the film Transformers. If you're more of a recluse and don't like the idea of getting constant media attention, then why not become a screenwriter? After all, who wouldn't want someone else to get all the credit for the hours of hard work they've done? Screenwriters are rather strange individuals. They live off cold pizza and crisps and have a too intimate relationship with their MacBooks. Some studios insist on locking their screenwriters in basements and not letting them out until they've finished a 120-page feature script. This, however, can make screenwriters go crazy and write films like Epic Movie. To be a screenwriter, you need to have lots of practice and have no self-esteem whatsoever. It also helps you have an agent, so you get paid in cash instead of just in bananas and prostitutes. So that's how to be successful in this exciting and ever-changing film industry. But remember though, getting into this industry is tough. So if first you don't succeed, sleep with the studio exec again and hope he changes his mind this time. So when you get to the top and make it big in Hollywood, don't forget it was us who helped you get there. He won a 25% cut. Nothing more, nothing less. Capiche? Good. Now we'll get that rope off your neck.